Blog Talk Radio.
Sing me a song of a lass that is gone. Say, could that lass be I? Mary of souls, she sailed on a day over the sea to sky. Billow and
Outlander, can't wait for that season to start again. I guess it's on Stars. I love that series. I think it's in May is what I saw. For all of you Outlander followers, I know that's mainly a female show as far as what I hear, but I love the show. I relate to a lot of female stuff, in case you didn't know that by now, but that's no surprise, right? Because I'm surrounded around this show every day, and the audience is always, in the spiritual field, is always the most is with females. And I would say on this show, I would say about 90%, 80% are females. Bonnie, my producer, could correct me if I'm wrong on that, but I think as far as, you know, taken from the calls, but that's great. That's great. I love the energy of females. I just really relate. So anyway, digressed a little there. We got a great guest for you here for this hour. Jennifer Green, the Nashville astrologer, psychic medium, is going to be taking your phone calls. Jennifer is new to Journey in the Light. I think you're really going to love her. And she does amazing readings. She's a beautiful soul, so aligned to Journey into Light. I love when guests represent Journey into Light, have the values of Journey into Light. And what are the values? Very simple. It's the desire, first and foremost, to help people. I know I interview a lot of people that want to come on this show. And if a person says their number one goal is to make money, that's way above helping people, then it's like, well, I think there's probably other shows that are better fitted for you. Vice versa, when people ask me that same question, new people, what are your goals, Michael? And it's like, very simple, it's helping people. And they're like, that's it? You know, well, yeah, that's it. I mean, that's all I've asked for from God when I started this show 9 years ago. And anyway, if you want to know more about the show, more about me, Michael Long, how did I start this? Where did it originate from? Because there is a big reasoning, and the reasoning I think would help you also in your day-to-day life when you go through trials and tribulations and hard things, because out of bad, good always comes. I'm a firm believer of that. Even of the most really bad things, good comes from it. And believe it or not, there was two major things in my life that was bad that helped develop Journey in Light. Without going through those things, I can guarantee you the show wouldn't be here. Hands down, guarantee it. Anyway, listen to the show later on. It's featured on the show page here on Journey into the Light. It's brand new. I just did it Monday night. We also talk about the homeless mission, very near and dear to my heart. I hope you listen. I hope you support that. We'll talk about that maybe a little bit later here, but the links are on the show page. All right, on with the show, Michael. Okay, I can hear people in my ears saying that. Jennifer Green is here. Call on in to speak to Jennifer. We're going to be doing free readings here. 347-884-8245. All you have to do as a caller is call in, press the 1 on your phone. That's very important. Press the 1 on your phone. Very important. And anybody who donates to the homeless mission, we'll bring you my thank you. We'll bring you up to the top of the list. You always got to give back when you're giving something, folks. That is like rule number 1. So the link is here on the show page to do that if your heart is telling you. And I did post on Facebook a video, actually. I know I posted a lot of pictures, but I actually was able to do a short video of helping Charles. I think it's like my third, fourth time of helping Charles. And Charles, just watch the video, and he reminds me a lot of Melvin. So there you go, Bonnie. There's a good match for you as far as there. So there you go. Okay, let's get on with the show here. Let's bring on Jennifer Green to Journey into the Light. Jennifer, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Michael. It's always a pleasant to be here. And I have to say, I I completely agree with everything that you've just said. The energy of giving back and support. When you break bread, you receive bread. And the energy of giving is receiving. And I concur with your energy with the energies with the male and female where you're working. And you are absolutely the energy of alpha male. It's very, very strong. And I had another topic to start out with, but I felt this compelled energy to that I needed to comment on it because that's how your energy is. Michael?
Thank you. I'm here. Can you hear me? Yes.
And I have a favor that I'm going to ask.
Okay.
Of you.
Okay.
I don't know if you have, if I could have your time for a moment. I said I wanted to have someone on the radio with me as a guest, and I'm most interested in you, and I think a lot of callers that's listening in kind of wants to know a little bit about you, and I don't know if anyone's ever had a chance to interview you here for people to know more, maybe more about you and your spirit and your energy behind your radio.
Sure. I mean, that would be great. I know I did that some years ago. It's been a long time. And a guest wanted
to
do that. Yes, I think so. Are we doing that today or next week? What are you thinking?
I'm ready about now if you are.
Okay. Okay. That sounds great. But first, I'm always about, highlighting my guests. So tell the folks a little bit about yourself, if you would, and then you will let you interview me, so that will be fun.
Okay, good. My name is Jennifer Green. I'm Nashville's astrologer. I do palm readings, tarot card readings. I read energies. I do a lot of teaching to help people learn how to meditate, how to have mental awareness, for people to be more in control of their thoughts. I help people to be able to have self-discipline with themselves, as well as guiding them to the right path that they need to be on. I'm a life coach as well. I'm also certified in hypnotherapy. And I have been giving readings just about all my life. My ancestors for the last 2,500 years has practiced astronomy and astrology. And my teaching has been passed down through elders, through stories. And my culture has been giving readings, being spiritual consult ever since. And so here I am. I'm very grateful to be here, being able to share with so many people at one time, because that is my goal, and I'm very honored to be able to do that.
Well, beautiful. Have you been doing this your whole life? As a child, did you feel all these connections, spirit, and messages?
Yes and no, because inside my heritage, which is my heritage is Greek, in my heritage there was ancestors that has followed traditions. And throughout the years, it was mandatory for us to learn these skills. The spiritual skills, the spiritual energy, the astronomy, the astrology, mastering the art of palm reading, tarot card reading, reading energies. This information has been passed down, and it was so crucial that if you didn't follow the rules and learn what you needed to, you was out of the family, and you was forced. So there is a great respect. So I think I was about 9 when I gave my first, when I had my first session. And I can remember that day because my grandmother has been preparing me to listen to my spirit. And I remember I started off when I was about 9, and here I am now. I'm following my grandmother's footsteps, and if she was here, I feel she'd be very proud of me right now.
Well, I know she is, and as you know, our loved ones who have passed are still around us, and that's some of the beautiful messages that, you share and the show shares with people, that your loved ones are still around you and you could talk to them every day. I know I do with my parents. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I agree.
That's good.
Okay, so on with the interview here, and then we'll go to caller. So, okay. So, shoot.
Okay. Okay. Hi, Michael. How are you doing today?
Very good. Thanks for inviting me on the show. Oh, yes.
Thank you for being a guest on your own radio show. So I'm excited that I get to be the first person to update your new interview for a while. So I'm excited. So
yes, thank
you. I'm going to ask some questions that I think most of all callers will kind of relate to. What was your sign that you was headed in the right direction for radio? What was the inspiration? What gave you the motivation to look for that, or how did it come to you?
Oh, that's a really interesting question, because you know, prior to doing this, I was successfully had a internet electronics business that my wife and I ran, and it was great. I mean, it made, you know, good money to provide for my family, and I have twins, and at that time they were pretty small, and we built our dream house, moved out to the country where I grew up on a farm, so that was my my ultimate dream. But there was something missing, and I knew something was missing where, you know, I wanted to help people, and you know, I knew I wasn't doing that, and down deep I knew.
Do you feel the farm? Do you feel the farm helps energy, being around nature?
Well, let me close with that statement I was making. I always felt that I would be helping the homeless, that that was my calling, but I didn't know how to do it. But now, as far as the farm, yes, that's a great question, too. I've never been asked that question. But yes,
yeah.
You know, I did spend a lot of time out just by myself and just loved it. And, yes. So, yeah, I agree.
Soul searching. Yeah. So the element of just nature in itself is so powerful. And sometimes we need that type of serene element around us so we can think clear. So I think it's also a form of meditation in a way. So, what was your first experience? What was your first job inside radio? What was the first thing you done?
Well, twofold. When I was, you know, in high school, my last senior year, I had a really good friend, and he had a job inside a AM radio station there in the little town that I grew up in, Nebraska. It was about 16,000 people then. It was the only station in town. So I was there with him. Yes. With all the farm news and all that. So, ag news. And anyway, so there was no internet then. So it was just a teletype. And he would always do the news. So I would always get him the news, you know, get it off the teletypes, tear it off, you know, get it centered for him so that at the top of the hour, he could read the news, you know, and anyway, so that was a brief, you know, in the radio. But my real, I'd say, what really got me in radio is my many years of listening to talk radio, but especially Coast to Coast AM, which I don't know if how many people know that station, but their show.
Are you talking about the WLAC?
Well, with Art Bell and
Ardell and
Art Bell. Yeah,
I think his name was Horseman Jack.
He might have been a guest, but Art Bell was the originator of it and the host. And now it's you know, it's still Coast to Coast AM. It's starts at midnight Central Time, so it's about 4 hours, and it's about paranormal. things mm-hmm. and spiritual things, and I would listen to that show every single night. And I loved, as far as the radio side of it, I loved Art Bell, and I loved his delivery on how he hosted. He very much spoke from the heart. You knew his life because he was so open about it, and that's what the listeners loved. And that is, you know, the way I host my show. As I got an email from someone today, says, you know, I feel like I know you so well and your family, she said, mm-hmm. because, you know, of how I am hosting. And I think that is what listeners love, and that's just my style. But mm-hmm. Anyway, that is what really, I found out, you
we're
know,
creative.
A lot about radio by listening, you know, like the good days to be on radio, the days
mm-hmm.
not to be, which the days to be on radio as far as the most listened
mm-hmm.
to times is Sunday through Thursday.
All the basics.
Right. Friday, Saturday, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's the weekend. Anyway, yeah, all the basics. And it really helped me out starting because people wondered in the first year. They're like, I mean, I'm not bragging. I don't have this, you know, big ego. I think most people know that. But people wondered, like, man, where did you get your training from? You're, like, so professional
mm-hmm.
at this. And I said, well, credit that to Art Bell and my
right.
constant listening to him. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What I also wanted everyone to hear how Michael has manifested how his life is right now. He manifested it. He kept
right.
his concentration. He did not lose a train of thought. He made a decision that that's what he wanted, and everything drove him to it. So he learned the basics down as just the basics very well. And practice makes perfect. And he had mentors that he listened to and techniques. And he concentrated on manifesting his life right now. He has completely manifested it, what he desired, his goal. And I say bravo to you, Michael, because you've done a really great job. And I was very curious how you started and how you got involved, because you are so passionate about what you do. There's a great deal of passion behind your radio and what you do.
Well, thank you. I'm glad it comes through. And really,
mm-hmm.
you know, my start was, you know, when I was in the electronic business, this, you know, selling in 08, it was like, you know, the spirit kind of kicked me in the rear end, because that was in 08 was when the economic collapse happened, you know, worldwide, and
mm-hmm.
we lost our business. It just stopped. People stopped buying. And so that was, you know, a perfect opportunity to give this a try. I had really nothing to
mm-hmm.
lose. And once I started and I saw the help it gave to people, I prayed very hard for God to show me the way to make this work. Not to make a bunch of money, just to pay the bills for the show and my family. And then the rest, I just wanted to dig in and help people.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
God has provided and showed me the way. So
right.
Yeah.
So didn't you started when you was in high school. So what was you, 16 or 17 when you started connecting
yeah,
to the radio?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, 16, 17.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little bit of dabbling. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what I felt. Your manifestation came from a long time ago. And it
yeah.
got paused, and then it started again. It's like you was thinking about it, concentrating on it. You got in it, then you paused for life's distractions, and that's normal. And then as soon as you gave it attention, it was like muscle memory. It just instantly came back.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
what it sounds like.
It right.
attracted you. It was so in your heart to be like a magnet for it.
Yes, right. And it's such a connection, you know, with God and God helping me, directing me, because God's been there every
yeah.
step of the way with me. As one quick story to share, what I mean by that is there was a time in the very first year that, and I talked about this Monday night when I did a show about me and all these things about the show, but
mm-hmm.
basically the first year was very hard. We had there was a lot of people that resented me because they were also hosts and they thought that I was going to take over their listeners, and they just sent
uh-huh.
people that were
jealousy.
Full of hate. Yes, it was really
jealousy
bad.
And negative.
Yes, yes. They just spread false rumors. It was just very negative. Needless to say, good always prevails, and they're no longer here. All those people that did all that stuff, they're long gone many years ago, and Journey of Light is still here. But getting back to what I was saying,
all the energy of the haters, that's all the energy that we all, that people are attacking us with, is that negative energy of haters. And everyone has to remember, Jesus had more haters than anyone.
Right.
There's no one that's going to have more hate than that. He took all that from us. And it's the energy. If you keep doing what you're doing, no matter what, because they're not going to like you either way. Concentrate just on yourself, and you overpass it, just like you just now shown us there.
Right. That's a great point you made. Concentrate on who you are, because like you said, they're not going to like you either way. And just, be yourself, and those people that connect with you will love the show, love what you do, and that is what has made the show. If I could finish that point I was making, is that when the hate came in really strong, and there was one night I told my wife that I'm ending it tonight, and that's how bad it got. And that night, I got an email that very night, and it was from a listener I didn't even know. And she told me what a difference the show made in her life. And her story was that she was about to get married to her fiance, her first love from high school. They've known each other for so many years. And the week of the wedding, he got killed in a car accident. And she was going to end her life and commit suicide. That's how bad it was. And she said, somehow, I found your show. I don't know how, she said, but I found your show.
Jesus' name.
And I started, listening to the show during my lunch breaks. Because at that time, everybody didn't have internet in 08. So she listened to her lunch breaks. And she said, show by show, my faith came back, and now it's full and restored, and I just want to thank you for your show. And that came the same night that I was going to end it. So to me, that was so proof, to continue on, and you're doing good.
A reminder.
Yes.
Confirmation, the reminder that we all need. Mike, so thank you so much for expressing and telling all of us. I think you have a whole lot more to share, and maybe we could even catch up a little bit, maybe even next week, after we plan it for a minute, maybe.
Sure.
Sure. I'm ready to go ahead and take a call when you're ready.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for that, Jennifer. You're
awesome.
Great interview. It was really great.
I definitely know there's a whole lot more. And I've kind of learned from my mentor, which is you right now, and audience, I will say Michael is my mentor. I look up to him. I admire him for what he does. And I'm very familiar with Coast to Coast, and I'll tell you that a little bit later. Karma has came back in a very positive way. Thank you. I'm grateful for the experience.
Okay, well, thank you for that again, and thank you for being here, part of Journey into the Light. And also, this is the first of many one-hour shows with Jennifer, so make sure for the folks listening that you go ahead and tell your friends and write it down yourself. Jennifer is here each Wednesday, 6 o'clock Central Time, 7 Eastern, 4 o'clock Pacific Time. Let's take our first call. 434 area code. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, this is Kim in Virginia.
Hi, Kim from Virginia.
Hi,
tell
Jennifer,
me your birthday.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm ready to go ahead and help you. Let's make a breakthrough while we're here.
I've got something that has been really, I've been dealing with for over a year with an injury, and
hold on 1 second. I need your birthday, please.
2-12-64.
Okay, go ahead, Kim.
And I'm potentially facing surgery, and I'm looking at Mercury retrograde coming up, and I know it's going to be sometime in May, and I'm just wondering how to get the best dates. I don't know what the surgeon's schedule is at this point. I'll know Friday.
You haven't planned a date
as of right now? No.
Okay. First of all, one thing you definitely do not want to do, I'm going to say do not want, it's best for you not to have your surgery during the time of during the time we're having a full moon. The energies are already crazy as it is. All that all that energy, that cosmic energy. So you definitely don't. So block those dates of your month out of your calendar out. It's always, the energy is always very high at the beginning of the month, like we are right now. So anything in the first 7 days of the beginning of a new month, energy is very positive for energies to grow and to succeed, to heal, to mend. So I would recommend that. Thank you for calling in. And don't forget, I'm going to have some other callers to take in whenever you're interested to contact me back. My information is on Journey to the Light's webpage, Nashville's Astrologer. Thank you. Kim, have a good afternoon.
Thank you.
Okay, we are back here, just back out of the screening room. So we're ready for our next call. Is that right, Jennifer?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Let's go to Connecticut, and let's bring in our good friend Amy to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Amy.
Hi, how are you? Good, and you?
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm good, thank you. Amy, tell me your birthday.
12/16/73.
And tell me the most important question on your mind.
Well, I have this friend slash, he really means, he's a very dear friend of mine, and I'm wondering if you see things expanding with him as far as a relationship.
Tell me his, can you tell me his first name or the name you call him?
Jay.
Okay. Do you know, by chance, do you know his birthday or his sign?
Yep. It's 3/16/316/70.
Okay. All right. Amy, one of the first energies that I feel between you and this gentleman, the first energy that comes up so strong is that you have been very, very patient with this man. Very patient. And you have been so very hopeful. And you have invested a lot of your time emotionally, mentally, even spiritually, because I definitely feel that you prayed for them.
Yeah.
And they are disappointing you how they're behaving. And you have also, without realizing this, you've put your love life on pause. And I'm going to tell
true.
You how.
No, I do realize that. You're right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You've put your love life on pause. So it goes back to Newton's law, where energy goes, movement is. That's in that reference. And it looks like you put it on pause, and this man has not invested a lot of time in you to get your time and get your attention. And he's known you for a very long time.
Yeah.
This man has a lot of problems in his current relationship. I shouldn't say relationship, in his current love life. It looks like he has confided things to you. Although out of love and good spirit, you didn't take them to heart, or I should say to your mind, as you should have. Maybe you overlooked it or gave him an excuse. But it looks like he confided some problems to you that he has. You know what I'm talking about?
No, actually, you know what? It's got the opposite. He's very shy. I'm the talker. So he really hasn't revealed a lot about himself. I know that I'm intuitive. You might be picking up on that because I could feel him. I could feel
you
his
are
pain.
Intuitive.
I'm an empath myself,
yes.
So yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
Yes. But what I see is that this man has, there's other distractions around him.
Yes, that's
and
true.
Yes. What I see is you have to stimulate his mind. The energy of stimulating his mind, because this man has a lot of things that occupies him all the time.
Right.
And
that's true.
There was a time, there was a time that there was that push-pull energy where that energy is where you're always looking to talk to them or make a contact with them. It's the energy that makes us look at our phone a whole lot, that push-pull magnet energy. There's been a lot of distraction. And begin it again is to stimulate his mind. And it looks like that he has to start seeing you in, you have to stimulate him completely. You have to go in a complete different direction with him. You have to stimulate his mind, and I also would stimulate him visually through looks, because there's so much of you he does not know.
Yeah.
And you need to express that now. So don't wait, because opportunities don't always come very easy. So control the moment. And you need to express it, because there is a lot of potential here, because there's the chemistry.
It sounded like,
yes.
Really? Because it sounded like, because he's so distracted, it sounded like
you've got off sync. You've got off sync. Both of you, there was a time that you was on sync.
Yes.
And that push-pull energy. So you and him has fell out of sync is what happened from distractions. From time differences, from not the same time waking up or going to sleep, not eating lunch at the same time, you became off sync.
Yes.
And it's because it's time to so you have to do something to get back on sync. You got to do something kind of big and bold so you can kind of shake them back in sync.
Can you please say, give me a hint? Because, I don't know what to do. Because I'm trying to be respectful, and I don't want to be too overly, I don't know. I don't want to be too overly aggressive, I guess.
No, you've already passed that energy of spirit, because this is not a stranger. This is someone you know very well. There's an amount of time in here.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that really doesn't comply to you.
A couple of months, there's something going on in the beginning of May, and I was definitely going to do something big. Do something different appearance-wise. Just be, not that I'm not being myself.
To be happy with yourself. No, to love yourself, to be happy with yourself. That's exactly what you need to do for yourself, no matter what happens with this man, matter where you are, no matter what's going on, you've decided you are going to do that.
Yes.
And you need to for you. And I would concentrate and start preparing yourself on that energy. And this man, that will even draw that man more closer to you. One thing I will add in here, I'm advising you to change your path so you could be on the most productive. Because I see what needs to happen. And because you're an empath, I could talk to you on this level from a different perspective.
Sure.
Because you get it.
Yes.
So this energy of this man there, like I said, the both of you was on sync. You guys was on pattern together. So there's that push-pull energy. So because of current events, getting distracted created energy of feeling lost, lonely, questioning, doubt. And in order to do something to change it, it has to be big. It has to be bold. It has to be different. So an energy can be pushed enough. So what can you do different now? It's as simple as your tone of your voice, your expression. What are you saying? How are you explaining it? Do something. You've heard the word love makes us do crazy things.
Yes.
And so we get a big excuse. So if whether it's driving over and playing a song out your window, like an 80s movie, 90s movie, or just to call or walk up to his door with a pie and say, we got to talk. You need to make a change now, because the energy that you're in, you have been waiting and this has been hindering you. There's parts of your life that you put on pause, and God doesn't want you to live on pause.
You're right
on. God wants you to live in spirit, because God has blessed you as an empath, and you must also respect that gift, because your gift is to help people. So, you got to love yourself first, unconditional. So And because we're empaths, we have to do spiritual checks on ourselves, because we can get off.
Yeah.
And so, and part of it is to kind of regain our spirit for balance spiritually. So give some time to yourself. Stop. Your the energy is working the opposite. The more you're trying to fix it, the more of a mess it will make. Kind of give it a chance to let the water settle and concentrate on the expression that you want to do. And honestly, I would wait till the day of the full moon, which is on the 11th, which is the pink moon we're having. A very amazing. I haven't heard all of the details on it, but I know it's April the 11th, the pink moon. I would definitely do it on that day, because that will have the most positive energy you could ever ask for. So do it. You could do it in just as simple as a conversation. So thank you for calling in. And whenever you're ready to have a full reading, you guys can find me on Facebook, Nashville Astrologer, and or on the radio station website. So thank you for calling in, and have a good afternoon.
It's Masterful Astrology. What is it?
Nashville, like the city. Nashville, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Excellent.
I'll say it my southern style. Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Blessings.
Okay. And
blessings.
To Amy and everybody else, you can contact here our guest here, Jennifer Green. The link is on the show page, okay? So click on the show page, and there on the very top, before it says Nashville Astrologer, is the link, fifthgenerationpsychic.com. And also, the phone numbers are there. Did you give that out? I didn't quite catch that.
Thank you.
Jennifer,
I'll
give that out.
Yes, the phone number is 615-944-9707. I'll say that again. 1-800-996-20. Oh, I gave my 800 number. All right, 2018. That is a correct number. 615-944-9707.
Okay, great. So both phone numbers are there. It's on the show page if you missed it, okay? And Jennifer does private readings all the time. I know people ask me that. So I got to say it. So there you go. And let's go to our next call here. And we're going to bring on another beautiful soul. I mean, we get a lot of southern calls in the last couple of days, and that's just great. I love the energy. It's been just beautiful. Mm-hmm. People are opening up to the homeless, organization and foundation. And so we're going to bring in now Sabrina from Tennessee. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Sabrina. Hi, Sabrina.
Hi.
Good.
How are you?
What part of Tennessee? I'm very good. What part of Tennessee are you from?
I am from Gatlinburg, Tennessee.
Okay, very good. Go ahead and tell me your first name and your date of birth.
Yes, well, I am Sabrina, and my birthday is July 4th of 80. And I was wanting to know if I have any spirit guides around me, and if so, would you by any chance be able to tell me their names and how long have they been around me, and what can I do to be able to connect more with them?
Okay. First of all, Sabrina, the first energy I want to tell you is that you are around a very, very spiritual area, living where you're at in Gatlinburg. And if people are not familiar with it, there's lots of they do a lot of jewel, quartz, amethyst, a lot of crystal digging. And that's how the city became the city it is. And it was all about exchange. So I am very familiar where you're at. So there's a ton of energy around you. So you have so much energy that's around your city. And I definitely feel that because of all that energy, you carry a lot of energy with you. So you are very in tune because you feel things, although for yourself you overthink them, and it just kind of becomes a blur. So you don't really know is that true? Is that what I see?
Absolutely.
So what I'm seeing around you is that there is an older female spirit, and she has it's a female, Her first energy that is around her is the color green. There's an energy of green around her spirit.
And green?
Green, like the color.
Yes.
I see the energy green, and it looks like she wants me to tell you that she loves you very much, and she's very proud of the things you've learned in this life. Because she would be very proud of you right now. And she says you're doing a good job. But she's also saying it's time for you to control your baby. You're not disciplining her. So she's kind of like doing a shame. Control your baby. But I do see that she is sending a lot of positive love and light. And it looks like that she definitely wants you to be positive, because there's too much negative coming out or complaining.
Yes. Well, that would make sense. That has to. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that has to be my grandmother. She was always trying mm-hmm. to learn me all the time in order to be so much more better in life and always be very well mannered and to be strong minded. Do you see
mm-hmm.
possibility more like a vision of her? Can you feel her?
I feel her spirit.
Because she did love green. So
the color green is very strong.
Yes,
and,
that was one of her favorite colors. It was like an emerald green.
Mm-hmm. It kind of reminds me of the Emerald City. Just very, very, very green, aura green. And it looks like, the only thing I could really tell, it looks like her lips were always very red, very rosy, very, very hot pink maybe. How about that? Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, it does. She absolutely used to put on mood lipsticks all the time, uh-huh. and used to always change between red and pink. So that was one of her signatures. So she loved it, her lipstick. So yes, I know that that she's coming through.
Good.
Is she at
good.
Peace?
Well, she's with you. She's at peace.
Is she at
and
peace?
She's with you.
Good. Good.
Yes,
that's
she is
amazing.
At peace.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. I hope
thank
you have a wonderful
you so
day.
Much.
And you're welcome. And whoever's ready to call in, my phone number after the show is 615-944-9707. Thanks. Thank you. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you, Sabrina, for calling in. And again, a reminder to everybody out there, the links for the homeless mission is right here on the show page to donate to the GoFundMe. And if you would like to donate to the radio show, that link is there as well. The PayPal link, whatever you prefer. And again, to contact Jennifer, all of our information, including link, is here on the show page. And I'll give out that phone number one more time for all of you. Toll-free number, 1-800-996-2018. 1-800-996-2018. And then the if you want to call direct, number 615-944-9707. 615-944-9707. At the top of the hour, we'll have the psychic roundtable with Carol Adams and Barbara Safransky from Salem, Massachusetts, and then Lisa Zayas after that. Okay, so let's see where we go here. Let's see. It's going to have to be a quick call. Let's go to Virginia. Let's bring in for a quick question. Bonnie, welcome to the show.
Oh, hi, Michael.
Hi, Bonnie.
Thank you for letting me out. Hi, nice to speak to you. Thank you for taking the call.
Good. Bonnie, tell me your birthday.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's February the 11th, 1962.
Bonnie, what is
yeah.
Oh, 52. I'm sorry.
No. You got it right the first time. 62.
Okay. I'm sorry. All right. I make sure I now know your year. 1962.
Yes.
Bonnie, go ahead and tell me the most important question on your mind.
Can you tell me if my health will improve in the coming year?
Mm-hmm. Bonnie, I do have a question before I begin, okay? I have to ask you, your energy is so very familiar to me. I feel... I feel like I've spoke to you or I've connected with you on any level. Do you know if there's a chance that we've maybe spoke
previously before, or maybe I read for you?
We probably did, maybe on your first show, maybe that
day. Oh, good. Okay, because I sense a strong energy of familiar. Good.
Oh, good.
So your concern is about your health.
Yeah.
And, Juan, first of all, you are destined to live to be a very old age inside this life. In this life, you are meant to live to be an old age. And I see that there is the energy of family and friends are safe. So I don't see no death or tragedy. For yourself, it is time. Your body looks distressed. There is an energy. I'm picking up on mid-ab centers. This is your lower abdomen. Something digestive, something through this part of your body has a lot of dark energy around it. So you've been having either digestive problems or things or acid or something of this.
Well, I've actually had serious kidney issues, liver issues, and it affects all of those internal things. So that it causes lots and lots of trouble. You wouldn't even imagine.
Bonnie, this is exactly what I see, because God has made a way and God has created a miracle for us to connect again, because I knew there was something more that you needed to know. For whatever reason we didn't connect, I'm glad we're connecting right now. You are truly a sign from God to be, and you will be, the walking, talking miracle. You have been chosen to be the walking, talking miracle, the instrument of God, the word of Christ. You are meant to be the miracle. No matter what you were diagnosed, you will outlive, outbeat. They will have to be doing the same checkups for years and years and years, because you have already survived something already, maybe even more than one.
You're right.
There's a spirit of a survivor, and you have forgotten that you are a survivor, and you've been allowing yourself to get depressed, just to get depressed, because you're just sitting there. So it goes back to Newton's law. It's not going to move unless a forced energy comes and makes it move. So it's time to start putting that energy to yourself. Go outside and watch the sunset. Watch the sunrise. Have a picnic outside. Just sit back and paint something, color something. Bake a cake for yourself. Give yourself some inner peace, and you will start feeling better. You should start feeling better in your spirit. So I definitely see that you are destined to live to be an old age. So you have your control of your body. What do you wish to put in it? The best thing, so it could work the absolute best. Because I don't see you being deprived. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Thank you so
God
much.
Bless you.
I really appreciate that.
Thank you, Bonnie. I know our time is at the end, and we do thank you, Bonnie, for calling in. And thank you so much, Jennifer. Great show.
Thank you.
Really enjoyed it.
Thank you.
And thanks for the interview. I really enjoyed that. Great questions. You're really a great interviewer.
Good.
So.
Thank you. Thank you.
Maybe we'll,
may I say my number at the end of the show?
Sure. Go ahead. Shoot.
Thank you. 615-944-9707. NashvillesAstrologer.com. Thank you, Michael, for having me.
Sure, it's great. Okay, take care. See you next week. Have a great week. All righty.
Mm-hmm,
very good. That is Jennifer Green. Coming up next is the Psychic Roundtable with Carol Adams and Barbara Szafranski. Coming up, both of them. Take your calls. So everybody, redial. This show now will end. We do thank you for listening to Journey in Light.